Hey, how are you? We're back. It's Mike here with another low sound music feature brought to you by The Best Parts of Songs. It's been about 4 years since the big chair has gotten behind the mic, but I got a treat for you. Last year I had the pleasure of interviewing James and Nancy from LCD Sound System when they were here at the Cool House for a show. And now that they've played their last show at MSG about a month ago, I started looking for this footage, and guess what? I found it. It's killer. A lot of good stuff in there. We talked about all kinds of things. Pandas, synthesizers, songwriting, getting worried, getting recognized on the street. So here we go. Low Sound, an LCD Sound System, 2011.
The opening track, Dance Yourself Clean. I got a side project called The Best Parts of Songs. And when I first heard the song, I'm like, oh, this is a real contender, at least when the synth hits at like a 3 minute mark. Are you a big sound guy, a tech guy? Did it take a while to get that sound, that synth as beefy as you wanted it?
No, I'm a tech person. Yeah. Like, I'm an engineer and a total nerd. And the song kind of started with just like the really wimpy part. I knew I wanted something to happen, and I thought it would be funny to chain, you know, a lot of synthesizers together.
It's a
Roland SH-101, and a Roland System 100 ganged together, like five oscillators, six oscillators. So it sounds big, but, you know, that different than the process making the relaxed bass sound by Frankie Goes to Hollywood, which is like five or six 101s. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to make a big sound.
Yeah.
I'm pretty psyched about that. So,
yeah. So. Oh, it starts, and it's a great lead, like, track for the album.
It's a sneaky lie. It's going to be quiet.
Yeah.
I hope nobody sues us. Blowing up speakers? Don't give people ideas.
No.
It's a litigious country, I live.
First single is Drunk Girls. You just shot a video for it where there's a bunch of psycho pandas that take over the film shoot.
I think it's unfair to call them psycho. I think in the panda logic, they're just operating.
That's normal panda behavior.
And we knew what we were getting ourselves into. Okay. And we didn't, you know, all we were told was just don't react too much to the pandas because it makes them more violent.
Yeah.
But they're just having fun. That's how pandas play. It's like when dogs play and they bite each other a bit.
Right. So you were fully expecting to get, like, you know, tied up.
Yeah.
The eggs.
Well, we knew something.
Like, a mess.
Pandas are dangerous, but they're good directors. And those pandas sold millions of DVDs in the panda world.
Well, you're gonna get that panda market.
Yes, that's what the idea
was.
That's
another. Yeah, it's a tangent. Right?
We're gonna do a record. We're gonna do the record in Spanish and do the panda market as well.
Yeah.
I think the way music is going, after this record we stopped touring, I think within 3 years people will mostly just not care.
I don't know.
It's optimistic.
I think you're an important band,
Well, what's an important band going to be in 10 years? Like, I mean, it's going to be like an important video game programmer. I think the world eats stuff pretty quickly. And there's a lot of noise, and I like that. I mean, I would love for, if somebody's a music nerd and they really like music, that maybe they'd care about our records, it'd be fine. But I also like the fact that when this is done, we can just lay low for about, you know, 13 months and then just go to the Subway and buy a sandwich and no one's gonna care.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. I think it's like moving to another town. Because, you know, between the last record and this record, nobody bothered us. You know, we just took the Subway, nobody cared. Once in a while, somebody from another country would say something. But, you know, and then as the record started ramping up, more times in the street, people are like, hey! Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's just temporary. People have short memories.
So, I mean, the album is getting such great reviews. Do you...
We pay for those. It's like the entire budget. You wanted a hit, but maybe we don't do hits.
any pre-show rituals you'd like to share? Anything like on, any rider items that
I
kind of
worry? Feel weird. Everyone sits in a room and there's silence. Then somebody goes, "I feel weird." And then we go, "Yeah."
From this position, I will relax.
A lot of the like your songwriting, it's pretty cool. It's like the spoken word. I mean, in the wrong hands, that could be pretty bad. But like the way you do it as a band, like it rocks. How do you make sure that it stays on that right side of the line? You know what I mean?
Like
it
doesn't get into any. You can't be sure.
Yeah.
You can't be sure. But remember, chance favors the bold.
Yeah.
Actually, chance favors the rich. You know.
But the rich are bold because they're rich.
Because they're rich.
They can afford it.
Chance favors. Chance favors. Yeah, because if they lose, they're still. I think there are times in your beer and you just trust your taste. And I think I have my taste and I've gotten to an age where I don't know if it's good or not. It's just mine and I've done okay trusting it. So every time I get nervous, I'll ask someone. My vocal sounds stupid. And people usually, I can tell when it does, because they go,
"You
want
a coffee?
I'm going
to
get a coffee.
You want a coffee?
I'm like, oh, I'm going to change that."
I'm eating myself to death. You on the outside, and me on the inside. There's advantages to both. Advantages to both!
I love that part at the end with Nancy. It was too funny when she just piped up there about going to get a coffee. Like, yeah, you want to get a coffee? Yeah, you might want to change that. Yeah, it's up to you. Up to you. So that is it. Thanks a lot for listening. More to come on lowsound.ca, I think, eventually. For now, check out thebestpartsofsongs.com.